You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are back in the kitchen, and today we are trying a couple gut-friendly recipes. And the two recipes we're doing today, overnight cocoa oats and also cottage cheese bread. I'll start with the oats, but first I'm going to turn my oven on so it can start warming up nicely for our bread. So we're just putting it on to 180 degrees Celsius. If it's a fan oven, I think it will be about 200 degrees Celsius if you don't have a fan oven. But anyway, let's start with our overnight cocoa oats. So this is a nice one. You can prepare it ahead, which is great because the next day you can just grab and go. And this is a recipe for one portion. So let's throw everything into the bowl. It's really, really, really easy. So let's start with our dry ingredients. So we are adding a tablespoon of porridge oats. And we're adding 2 tablespoons oat bran. That's added in. Next thing is our skimmed milk powder. Added that in as well. So that was 10 grams. And now it's our cocoa powder, so 2 teaspoons. Perfect. So we have all of our dry ingredients in. We're going to mix in our milk, which is 50 ml of milk. That's spot on. And then the next thing is our 100 grams of 0% fat-free Greek yogurt. Perfect, that's added in. And we are going to mix everything really nicely. Now, all that's left to do is just transfer it into your little container that you can pop in the fridge. It can be a jar. I have a little plastic container that's a good size for this, so I'll go with that. And that is it. We're going to pop that in the fridge. And the next morning, you can just add in your tablespoon of linseeds, ground or whole, or flax seeds. You can find them in a store under that name as well. And then you can also top it with golden syrup, maple syrup, or any honey, whatever you really prefer. You could even add a little bit of chia seeds if you want, or even some clementine segments if you have that in the house. And that is perfect. That's a lovely prepare ahead, easy recipe. Okay, and whilst our overnight oats stay in the fridge, we're going to prep our cottage cheese bread. And this has been very popular. My dad's been loving it. So our oven's been warming up 180 degrees Celsius if you have a fan oven, or I would say about 200 if you have a regular oven. That is what seems to work for my oven, which doesn't have a fan. So it's really simple. We basically need 200 grams of oats. So we'll start here. Perfect. We also need some cottage cheese, so let's add that in. Brilliant. We're going to add 2 eggs. So it was 300 grams cottage cheese, 200 grams oats, and 2 eggs, which we'll quickly beat. So we have our 2 beaten eggs. We're going to add that in as well. All into a big mixing bowl as well. Makes it really nice and easy. We need some 30 grams mixed seeds. Let's add that in. Brilliant. And 20 grams finely chopped walnuts. My favorite. All right, let's add them in. There we go. We have walnuts. Now, 2 tablespoons flaxseed or linseed. Add that in as well. Brilliant. And a teaspoon baking powder. And a half a teaspoon salt. Brilliant. So that's all our ingredients in a bowl. All you do is give it a good mix. And after that, all you have to do is just grab a baking tray. I have a loaf tin, but like any flat baking tray will do. Line it with some baking paper. And then spread your mixture. It should be nice and thick. And kind of try and shape it into a loaf shape. And then pop it in the oven. It will go into the oven for the center of the oven, 70 minutes. Then after that, you turn off your oven and leave the bread in your oven with the door slightly ajar for another 30 minutes. Now, you can serve this bread straight away. It's lovely straight away, but you can also keep it in the fridge. And I would say the best way to have it after that is toasted. It's so lovely toasted. So that is your second gut-friendly recipe. You can find both recipes by visiting gutscharity.org.uk. If you do check them out, let us know how you found them. Anyway, enjoy!
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.